Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A former Rock Island County employee is facing multiple charges for allegedly stealing $900,000 over 21 years. Rock Island County Sheriff's deputies and Illinois State Police arrested Lisa Streeter and searched her home in New Windsor on Wednesday. According to a joint statement from the Rock Island County State's Attorney and the County Sheriff, Streeter worked as the administrative assistant in court services before retiring after 34 years. The 62-year-old is facing charges including theft of government property, forgery, and money laundering. Iowa State employees will soon get parental leave under a bill headed to Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' desk. It's the third year in a row she's proposed the policy. Parents who give birth would get 4 weeks of paid leave, and non-birthing parents would get 1 week of leave. Adoptive parents would also get 4 paid weeks off work. Republican Senator Don Driscoll of Williamsburg managed the bill's passage.
House File 889 is an important step in showing how much we value Iowans. This bill will help significantly in recruitment and retention for young employees.
The bill passed 44-1. Governor Reynolds says the bill will, quote, provide the crucial time needed for employees to bond with their newborn children, end quote. The Illinois Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday on whether Sean Grayson, a former sheriff's deputy accused of fatally shooting a Springfield resident, should be released from jail before trial. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Grayson is facing first-degree murder charges for shooting an unarmed Sonia Massey in her home last summer, after she had called 911 to report a potential prowler. Grayson's defense team argues that he was put in a high-stress situation and is not a danger to the community. But Assistant Attorney General Michael Cibula disagrees.
Ms. Massey was polite every step of the way. Ms. Massey was appreciative. She said, love y'all, thank y'all. This was not a high-stress situation. And the fact that defendant viewed it as a high-stress situation should be deeply troubling.
Grayson's trial is set to begin this fall and will take place in Peoria County. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new analysis shows the Illinois Governor's Budget Office expects fewer revenue dollars for the next fiscal year. The Governor's Office of Management and Budget now projects less than $55 billion in revenue. That's around $500 million less than originally forecasted. Republican State Representative Joe Sosnowski of Rockford says he's concerned the big decrease in revenue could lead to higher taxes to make up the difference.
We saw kind of this decrease in revenue expected coming for a while. And so, we expect, obviously, our budget's going to have to reflect that. And we're going to have to look at ways to trim back and live within our means.
Deputy Governor for Budget and Economy Andy Menar blames the revenue decrease on economic uncertainty and anxiety fueled by the Trump administration. Proposed federal budget cuts could eliminate a program that helps students from disadvantaged backgrounds. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports.
Morgan Barra, member of the Meskwaki Nation, says without a program called TRIO, she wouldn't be pursuing a doctorate in education.
TRIO is not just charity, it's an investment in talent in our country that we can't afford to waste.
TRIO programs can be found at colleges across the state and assist students as young as middle school. Bear says TRIO offers several programs to first-generation students and students from low-income families like herself to achieve their academic goals. Students with disabilities are also helped. The Trump administration's preliminary budget proposal would cut TRIO from the U.S. Department of Education. It claims access to college is not as much of an obstacle as it once was. The change would have to go through Congress first. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
The Davenport Fire Department is investigating the cause of a house fire that left one resident dead on Wednesday morning. According to a statement, more than a dozen firefighters responded to the structure fire on the 2700 block of Esplanade Avenue around 4:30 a.m. They deployed multiple hose lines to knock down the fire, but fire crews were unable to enter the home because of the amount of fire and structural damage. Firefighters later found the occupant of the home dead while investigating. The victim's identity is being withheld pending a positive identification and autopsy. In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits overcame a 4-run deficit in the bottom of the ninth last night to beat the Dayton Dragons 7-6 at Modern Woodman Park. This is WVIK News.